Do you want something to watch, but you aren't sure where to start? 2SER's entertainment wizard, Wayne Massingham, is back, and he's got you covered with his reviews of the latest and greatest in film and music. It's Wayne's 4x2, 4 reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, thanks for joining us again this morning.
Morning, Jack. How are you going?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I am so ready to get your reviews and recommendations for the week. I need something to watch, Wayne, so what's your first recommendation?
Okay, well, I think I just mentioned off air, I actually saw 3 films on the weekend. It's a very busy time of the year.
Working hard, Wayne.
I am working hard, but it's a pleasure, really. And so I'm going to talk about 2 of those today. And first up is a really, really great film. It's called All the Beauty and the Bloodshed. This is a remarkable documentary made by Laura Poitras. It was actually nominated at the Oscars this week for Best Documentary. I would actually have to say it was the best of all of them. And I actually controversially might say that Navalny, I thought, was the least impressive of the winner. So I think this one should have won. It's fantastic. It's about the legendary photographer Nan Golden, who turned 70 this year. And this is a multi-layered story. It shows her growing up, tragic circumstances with her sister, her sort of very hard upbringing. Then it also tracks through her remarkable life through the 70s and 80s, where she lived in Boston and New York, taking remarkable photos, living right on the poverty line, really. There's times there where she actually worked as a sex worker. And the way she documented the people of that time, and also through the AIDS epidemic, she was very much friendly with a lot of the artists in that era who sadly fell away to AIDS. It's very sad when you're watching it, but also beautiful because just the way she captured all these wonderful people. And then the other element is her late life fight against the Sackler family, who you might know as the owners of Purdue Pharma, who basically caused the opioid crisis in America, which I think has now claimed over 500,000 lives. She was actually addicted to opioids, but is now off them. And she led an advocacy group that their main goal was to take the Sackler name off all the various museums around the world, like the Met and the Louvre, Guggenheim, and work really hard. So this is a really great documentary about a wonderful life, a life that's still going, a vital life. And, totally recommend it for a great, great film.
Oh, brilliant. I've never actually heard of this, All the Beauty and the Bloodshed. So I'm definitely going to give it a look, especially if you think it should have won the Oscar. That's definitely going in my to-watch list.
Yeah. It only opened last week. It's in limited cinemas. We saw it at the Dendy. There's Palace, so it's not in all the cinemas, but you can definitely catch it right now.
Oh, brilliant. Well, Wayne, what's the second recommendation for today?
Okay, well, I'm going for a TV show that I really liked. I guess an overlooked gem came out late last year. It's called The English. This is a Western drama, 6 episodes in total. You can watch it on Prime Video. This, as the title gives away, it's about the English in America, set in 1890. So it's a Western, but told from an English perspective. It centres around a woman called Cornelia Locke, who travels out to the Wild West of the US to seek revenge on the man who killed her son. And that woman is played by Emily Blunt, a really wonderful actress. And it sort of examines, I guess, a different perspective of the West, seen through a lot of English eyes, and also the Native American, because she teams up with a fellow called Eli Whiff, who is served in the military during the Civil War, and he's trying to get a piece of his land back. So it has a lot of really different elements seen from an outsider perspective as the English and the insider perspective of the Native American, who obviously trampled on by the US during that time. And it's beautifully shot, this TV show, really wonderfully made, directed by another Englishman called Hugo Blick, and it's also got some other great English actors, Rafe Spall, Stephen Ray, Toby Jones. So really, really great cast. Beautifully shot, very evocative, and really recommend. It's called The English.
Oh, brilliant. I do love a good Western, so that is definitely on my to-watch list. I'll definitely check that out. But let's keep it going, Wayne. What's the third recommendation for today?
Okay, well, this is another film that just opened this week and really, really wonderful. It's called To Leslie. Now, you might have heard the controversy around this. It stars the great British actress Andrea Riseborough, who in January, there was like a social media swell for her from a lot of famous people sort of recommending her to be Oscar nominated because she's so phenomenal. And there was sort of a bit of controversy because it sort of plays against the rather rubbery rules around Oscar nominations. But she did get the nomination, and let me tell you, she absolutely deserves it. I would actually say, just another Oscar tidbit, still flabbergasted that Cate Blanchett didn't win. I do like Michelle Yeoh, but Cate Blanchett was phenomenal, and so is Andrea Riseborough. This is based on a true story. Probably 10, 20 years ago, a woman in West Texas won $190,000 in a lottery, and a few years later, she'd blown a lot of it. So this is how this film begins, with her and her 14-year-old son. Fast forward 6 years later, she's getting living in a motel and being kicked out because she can't pay the bill. She's blown all her winnings on bad investments, on drugs, on alcohol. She's lost her son because she sort of left him behind. He's moved to the big city to get on with his life. She then returns to her old town and tries to piece back her life. Obviously, there's a lot of enmity towards her because of how she left her son, how she's lived her life. And she's trying to, mend all those broken bridges. And so it's sort of a redemption story. And as I said, Andrea Riseborough, as the Leslie in the film, is really wonderful. She's basically in every single scene. And also stars Alison Jenny, Mark Maron, and Stephen Root. So really wonderful cast. It's a hard-going film at times. It's not a light-hearted film by any means. But, yeah, great performances, a really interesting story. And, really enjoyed this one. Again, in cinemas now, but not showing in a lot. So but definitely try and catch this one.
Awesome. That sounds like a really interesting movie. And, again, one I haven't heard of as well. So thanks for enlightening me, Wayne, about all these series and movies. But we've got a lot of TV series and a lot of movies here. I'm thinking we're going to need an album to go out on the show today. Yeah. So what's last recommendation?
Yeah, well, this is a good one, I think, to end on. It's actually by an artist I wasn't that familiar with until I started listening to the album that came out last week. The album is called Manzanita. And it's by an American artist, a Californian singer called Shana Cleveland. She's better known, you might know a band perhaps called La Luz, which is sort of a bit of a garage band type, been around for a little while. She's the lead singer. But this is her second solo album. And like a lot of solo albums, I guess, it's a departure from the band sound. This is more of a stripped-back, pared-down folk album. It's very subtle, very beautiful album. Manzanita, I read about it, is actually a very small evergreen tree that grows in California, and it's used for medicinal purposes. And this is a really mystical, sort of powerful album, very evocative. Her quote, Shana's quote, is, "This is a supernatural love album set in the Californian wilderness." So I found this album really just good to sink into. Very dreamy, very evocative, lovely vocals. And like I guess a lot of solo albums, quite personal to her. So, not an artist I was that familiar with until a couple of weeks ago, but really enjoying this album from Shana Cleveland.
Oh, brilliant. And I believe the track is also from this album that we're going out on today called A Ghost.
Yes, A Ghost. It's the lead-off track on the album, short song. It's only 2 and a bit minutes long. Sort of, as I said, very, very good indication of what you'll hear on the album. Very pared back, very laid back sort of song, very much just an acoustic guitar with sort of a mellotron in the backing and her beautiful vocals. So hopefully you might like this song. If you do, it's a good indication of what you might get from Manzanita.
Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for dropping by again this Thursday, Wayne. And we will see you next Thursday for even more reviews.
See you next Thursday. Sounds great, Jack. Looking forward to it.